Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
All right. Hey, everybody. McMonagle here with you on the Fan 207. If you're just tuning in because you usually try and catch me too, where you been? I've been on for 2 hours. It's not hard. When the Yankees don't play at night, I'm on at 12. Come on. Get it together. What, I got to come and knock on your door and give you my schedule? Yankees play at night, I'm on at 2. Yankees don't play at night, I'm on at midnight. If you're just turning me on now, shame on you. Shame on you! 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the Fan, having a little bit of fun, that's all. Which I like to do, is my custom at 2 a.m. So just came to my attention now. You know, we talk about umpires a lot. And missed calls, and there was one in the Yankee game. I'm a Yankee fan. Joe Adell swung at a slider from Carlos Rodon in the dirt. And literally, it was a check swing, and the home plate umpire asked for help from the first base umpire. And Joe Adell starts walking to the dugout. He knows he swung, and he's literally given up and started walking to the dugout. And it was called no swing. And Rodon ends up walking him. It doesn't cost the Yankees, but it was just a terrible call. And we get hung up on terrible calls all the time, and we see them now more than ever. Well, apparently last night in the Dodger game, there was an atrocious call. So apparently Yamamoto is going... No. Well, I'm saying apparently he's going for an immaculate inning. So I know I'm saying apparently. Okay. Yamamoto is going for an immaculate inning. In the second or third inning, I was just looking at the clip. It's the third inning of the game. The Padres are winning 1-0. And Yamamoto, I don't know if you'd call it going for, but he has an immaculate inning going so far. He struck out the first two hitters of the inning on 3 consecutive pitches each. And he's got the third hitter in the inning, Fernando Tatis Jr., down 0-2. So if he gets one more strike and strikes out Fernando Tatis on this next pitch, that's what's called an immaculate inning. 9 pitches, 3 straight strikes, 3 straight strikes, 3 straight strikes. It's cool. It's not a no-hitter or anything, but it's cool. It doesn't happen all the time. And this is one of, if not the worst, missed strike call I've ever seen. I mean, this, if you could see it, go check it out on Twitter or search it up somewhere. You'll find it. This pitch to strike out Fernando Tatis is right down the middle. It's a little up, but it is practically middle.
And it's a fastball. It's not a breaking ball.
It's a fastball. I mean, how this is not called a strike is just absolute lunacy. And apparently the broadcast lost their mind.
So, here's the 0-2.
Here it is. Oh, no. Marvin Hudson cost him an immaculate inning.
Yeah, no, let's play the longer version. I thought it was, Marco told me that it was, that he goes crazy, Joe Davis. So let's hear it.
Here's the 0-2.
Here it is. Oh, no. Marvin Hudson cost him an immaculate inning.
I mean, that's not even close. That is... Wow.
Marvin.
I mean, that wasn't even borderline or anything. I mean, that was borderline middle.
Oh, can we get ABS on loan for the night from AAA?
Goodness.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Winds up striking out the side, but a much more routine version of it.
Yeah, I mean, it is a bummer, and it sucks. But the more profound thing about that is the ABS system that they are talking about instituting next year, where you have a chance to challenge calls. But yeah, I mean, that is one of the worst. That is Frank Drebin. We've been talking about Naked Gun. That is Frank Drebin as Enrico Palazzo, the home plate umpire in the game at the end of Naked Gun, calling everything a ball because he needs to prolong the game before Reggie Jackson kills the queen. Like, that is one of the worst calls I've ever seen. Wasn't there one in the Met game? Why am I losing my mind here?
There was, like, where we're saying the same thing. Like,
yeah.
That was right down the middle of fastball weeks ago.
It was a couple weeks ago, right? And it was in the Met game. Where it was just like, how in the world was that not a strike? I've never seen anything like it. And it was on like a it was like on a steal, right? It was on a
right, yeah.
The umpire kind of got blocked because the catcher stood up to throw the ball, but it was right down the middle. That's one of the worst calls I've ever seen.
Oh, it was the Diaz first pitch to Ohtani.
Right, the Diaz first pitch to Ohtani. Right. I mean, that is an abysmal call. Listen, I'm all for getting the call right. And I don't want to, like, I'm going to get to some calls here before because the guys are on hold. I don't want to do a whole Yankee rant, leave Stephen Mitchell on hold. So we'll do the Yankees in a second. But the review is starting to piss me off. And especially in the middle of this Yankee struggles, because there was a play at second base on a ground ball to the shortstop where Bellinger gets called out initially on a force play. But as you watch it in the replay, he clearly beats it. He beats it. Now, is it really close? Would I bet my life on the idea that there's a chance that the cleat somehow, you watch the replay, you look at it two or three times, he clearly gets in ahead of him. But it was ruled and out on the field, and they kept it. And it feels like they want to do that. Except for when Anthony Volpe gets thrown out at third base, they got to look at it for 100 hours, and then they make the decision Anthony Volpe's out at third. Like, just be consistent. If it's even remotely close, keep it. I'm fine with that. But I can't. The Yankees have been screwed on how many of these calls as of late. Right? I'm not trying to say that's why they're losing. I'm not saying that. Okay? They've lost because they suck. They've lost because the offense went in a hole, couldn't put down a bunt, couldn't figure out a way to score a run. The offense was atrocious for six straight games. That's why they lost. But man, oh man, Anthony Volpe should have been deemed safe at third on that steal. DJ LeMahieu's ball clearly was fair down the right field line. And Bellinger beat the play at second base. Like, it's just, they've had some bad luck along this. Listen, so have the Mets. You don't lose six games without a little bit of bad luck. It's not why they lost, but man, oh man, the replays. And I'm all for having a replay system for balls and strikes. I'd rather just have the balls and strikes be called and not have more replays that take more time. But...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It sounds like they're going to go to the replay system first and give however many. I don't know, but I mean, that is the most egregious. How does that umpire is going to go home and be like, Jesus, how did I miss that one? Now, again, it's if that were a no-hitter or something, or if that's the difference between, yeah, you know, bases loaded and run scores, or, you know, he's throwing a perfect game and it's a walk, or, you know, I don't know. Then it's really egregious. Obviously, we've seen the Jim Joyce and Galarraga at first base. This is not that. An immaculate inning is cool, but that is the worst call. You can't miss a call more than that. On a
and you
fastball.
Never know, though. Like, that's it forces Yamamoto to throw more pitches. It ends up only being two, but how many times have we seen it? You know, then the guy has to throw eight more pitches to get out of that inning, so he can't pitch the next inning. Right. Then you go to the bullpen earlier.
No doubt. You have no
idea. It changes
games. No doubt. The ramifications of that could have cost the Dodgers a game. There's no doubt about that. It could have made them go to a bullpen guy who doesn't have it an inning earlier. It changes decisions for the owner, the manager. Absolutely. And listen, it almost happened in the Yankee game. As I said, Adele swings and misses. He's walking back to the dugout, and he ends up walking. And thankfully, it didn't cost the Yankees. But yeah, absolutely could have made a huge impact. Victor in Manhattan. What's up, Victor?
What's up, Chris?
What's up, buddy?
Bro, so you brought up the Adele one. What about the one when Judge was hitting, and he swung and he knew he swung and missed, so he was running the first.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's true.
the umpire's
and
like,
they
called
it a foul ball. They called it a foul ball, and Judge ends up hitting a double. Yeah.
But how can these guys be so incompetent?
I don't know.
I'm at the point where, bro, I don't think they're incompetent. I think they gamble, bro.
No,
I know.
Stop.
I know. We don't want to bring that up. You know what it is. these the ball players make millions of dollars, right? These umpires make peanuts. I think they make like $200,000 a year. That's peanuts compared to all these millions.
Well, compared to, it's not peanuts for, I can't speak to what you do, Victor. It's not peanuts for me.
I used to make that back in the day. But, bro, this is the crazier thing. Why? They have this 70-year-old fat guy at first. You know the guy that missed the Adele? He's 70-something. He's about 280 pounds. The guy can barely see. If you give him a vision test, he's probably 20/80. Like, dude, why is this guy an umpire for a multi-billion dollar industry?
Yeah,
I don't get it.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure they are tested in some way. They do have a union, so there's probably some rules and regulations that Major League Baseball can fire them for. But I would think for that job, you do have to consistently get some sort of physical testing and eye check. I would think. I'm not positive on that, but. Yeah, to be fair, as I was just complaining about the Yankees have been unlucky, they got lucky with that one. It didn't make a difference in the game. Neither did the Joe Adell check swing, thankfully. But yes, there's no doubt. Aaron Judge struck out, swung and missed, and was going to first base because it was a dropped third strike because it got behind the catcher. Now, I don't know. It looked like it bounced back. Judge is probably out. It was wild enough where there was a chance Judge would have made it to first, but they end up calling it a foul ball, and Judge ends up doubling, which, hey, the ramifications of it, that might get Judge out of the slump for all we know. Like that, the swing he puts on that double might be the turning point of him coming out of this thing. And I mean, so who knows? That might impact the next series, let alone later in that game. It's true. There's no, who knows what's affected by missed calls? Who knows? For better or worse. But
that game, well, was the first, because we have so many times where the hitter, you know, acts a certain way after a call, you know, where the hitter knows they fouled it off.
Yeah.
Adell and Judge, like, they both knew.
No, they knew.
That they swung and missed. When
correct.
The hitter tells you that.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's tough
should
to
be,
take.
You know, story's over.
No, it's tough to take. It is, I have to admit. And it's a bad, I do think umpires, like, the idea they're on the take, I don't buy that. I really don't. For what? How could they possibly, I mean, one, there's a million cameras, they get judged. If they're bad, they get demoted. They don't make playoffs or whatever. Like, how does Judge get? Did someone say, "Hey, listen, make sure Judge doesn't strike out three times today"? Like, how does that help him? The Yankees are supposed to win by a certain amount of runs, so he's like, that's the only time he can put the game into his hands. Like, I don't know.
It's so much more likely they're either just bad,
yeah,
or they sometimes when it's close, they just go either way because, you know,
yeah,
not that they're gambling with money. That it's like, hey.
Yeah.
There's no consequence, like, because, yeah,
yeah,
maybe they won't get playoff games, but
yeah,
these guys don't get fired, so whatever.
Yeah. I think on the Judge one, like, I'll be totally honest with you, I think on the Judge one, it nicked off the top of the catcher's glove, and I think the umpire thought that's what he heard. That it actually hit off the glove. He thought it sounded like it hit off the bat, and then he just sticks with his conviction. He's not going to, because that's the first thing they tell you. I went to umpiring school. I umpired a couple summers. The first thing they tell you is be confident with your call. It's the first thing they tell you. Like, don't show any, like, you have to, you, it's better to be wrong than right and, like, indecisive. You have to be decisive. Yeah, exactly right. Just like this business, right? Strong opinions. Doesn't matter if they're stupid. Just strong opinions. But you, so I think that's what happened with him. But ultimately, yeah, I also think that the umpires are probably just as good or bad as they've always been. We have better technology to be able to point out their flaws.
You're also saying that we always make fun of their eyes. They can't see. Some of them can't hear. They can't tell the difference between
right.
two sounds either.
Correct, yes. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they sound similar. But that is a terrible call. There were terrible calls made by both the umpires in the Yankee game, no doubt. Steve in Rockland, what's up, Steve?
Oh, hey, Chris. You know, that stuff you said about Mendoza, the thing that I'm most surprised about the Mets fans is how generous they are with this guy, considering he was in a Yankee organization forever,
mm-hmm.
right? You know, that's number one. Number two, you got to it. You said, there is no way, I will bet my life that he was safe at second, that Bellinger was safe at second base.
And it begs the question, why are they not using the Hawkeye system that they use in tennis? Because in tennis, the player asks for the call, and you have the call in, you know, 5 seconds, you know, whether you're going to be, whether it's you know, in or out.
Mm-hmm.
How come they don't have? Baseball is a multi-billion dollar. They're profiting billions of dollars. Why do not they do? Why don't they have the most advanced technology? Because I'm tired of watching instant replays with, and then they don't make the right call anyway.
Yeah, I know. I agree. It's infuriating.
I mean, it's trying.
I'm totally with you, Steve. And thank you for the call. It makes no sense. And again, I think there is a misunderstanding of what replay should be used for. I don't necessarily believe that the replay is there to make sure, without doubt, that the call was correct. And maybe I'm wrong. I feel like replay is there to cover up or fix the egregious mistake. If I want replay just to be able to, it's not so much that I need the greatest cameras or a million different angles or this or that. I just want to be able to stop the game, look at a couple of the replays, and make a determination. That's it. Like, hey, oh man, that beat him by a half a step, clearly. No replay should take that long. If you have to look at it in 16 different angles for 25 minutes, like maybe in the playoffs, you want to up your game in the playoffs and make sure you get calls right, fine. But over the course of 162, hey, you know what? We've looked at it four or five different times in two different angles, and I'm not sure. Then whatever it was on the field, we don't have to look at it a million times to make a justification of changing the call. That's how I feel about the replay. It should just be like, hey, you know what? We've seen it a couple times here. I'm still not sure. Then just keep it. And my other main, and I talk about this a lot, what I hate about replays, and this goes for the Yankees, it goes against the Yankees. This is not, I'm like the one proponent of the extra inning rule. I mean, I don't like it. I'd rather it not be there, but I don't hate it as much as people do. I think it at least accomplishes what they want to accomplish, and I think it's done some things. I don't hate the rule. And nothing has hindered the Yankees more than that dopey rule. So I'm just saying this is proof that it's not like I'm making this decision based on what's successful for the Yankees or not. I honestly hate the replays on overslides. I hate it. I don't know why I hate it. I just hate it. If the runner beats the play and he clearly slides into the bag ahead of the tag, but the tag is kept on him, and while he's either popping up or as he's sliding, somehow he comes off the bag for a millisecond and his cleat is off the bag by this little bit and the tag is on him, I don't want that guy called out. Call me crazy. I don't know why it bothers me so much. I don't need it to be perfect. He beat the play. He slid in the natural. If he slides way off the bag, he slides way off the bag. That's different. If he slides all the way past the bag, then yeah, obviously. But like sometimes we get him on just like as he's popping up, it comes off the bag like ever so much, and I hate. I don't know why I hate it. I just do. I don't need replay to call a safe runner out because his cleat came off while popping up from a slide. His cleat came off by a millimeter while the tag is on. I don't need that. I don't think that's in the spirit of what the rule should be. I don't think that's the spirit of replay. The spirit of replay should be to overturn an egregious call, not to see if through every single moment of every single second of every single play, whether or not there was an opportunity to call the guy out or safe. Like, I just make the play, make the call, that's it. And I'm not looking for every little kind of crevice to see like that. I just don't like that. It bothers me. If he clearly slides off the bag, he slides off the bag. But if it's like while he's popping up, hey, look at that. You could tell that back foot's not quite on the bag yet as he's popping up with the front foot. Like, I hate that. And to go back to the other call, I got a tweet here saying I'm poo-pooing the idea of an immaculate inning. Steve sent me a tweet. There have been 326 no-hitters officially recognized by Major League Baseball. That's a very official message he's sending me. He could have just left it with 326, but he made sure to specify officially recognized by Major League Baseball. Meanwhile, there have been just 118 immaculate innings. So there have been pretty much, you know, less than half the amount. There have been less than half the amount of immaculate innings compared to no-hitters. Now, while that might be true, and I'm sure it is, I have no reason to say it's not, it's still just striking out the side. Like, I appreciate that it's rarer, but I'm not as concerned about getting screwed out of it. Like, I don't know. Like, when you talk about a player's career, like, when you talk about a pitcher's career, you will say, like, for example, the great Ryan. My God. Nolan Ryan. 2:27 in the morning, everybody. How are you? The great Nolan Ryan. I don't know if he's ever thrown an immaculate inning. My bet is he probably has. But when we talk about Nolan Ryan's career, we say, Nolan Ryan, many wins, blah, blah, seven no-hitters. Like, that will be attached to his name. Immaculate innings will not. So while I agree that it is a rarer thing than a no-hitter, it's still not as impressive. I don't know. It's cool, but it's striking out the side. It's just doing it on only nine pitches. My point with that was, if I were a pitcher, I don't think I would feel as like, oh my God, you cost me an immaculate inning, as opposed to you cost me a no-hitter or a perfect game, even if they're more rare. Mitchell in Queens, what's up, Mitch?
Hey, C-Mac, love your baseball acumen.
I want to go back to the Dodgers and Padres. You want to go back to the Dodgers and Padres? Good, yes.
So I did a little research on this, because as I was getting ready to bet, I saw there was a benches clear tonight of the ninth inning, mm-hmm. and apparently the Padres played the Dodgers seven times in the last week and a half. And tonight was the third time they've hit Tatis.
Okay.
So earlier in this series, when they hit Tatis, they came right back and they hit Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
Now they hit Ohtani again tonight.
I saw that on a 3-0 pitch, right, with first base open?
In the upper back. To me, what was just astounding, and I don't know how people in the L.A. market feel, I was listening to this and I paused it with the subtitles on so I could see it. This is what the Dodgers commentator said. This just again adds to that this guy is on a completely different level and a mystique. And I'm like, are you out of your mind? This is an intense rivalry. You hit our best guy, we're going to hit your best guy.
Mm-hmm.
And just something aside, which to me is really interesting, the game was 5-0 in the eighth and Ohtani strikes out. Dave Roberts then goes on to proceed to pinch hit for Beth, Smith, and Freeman. I think maybe fearing that there's going to be retaliation from earlier times in the series.
Right.
And like, it's just like, what do you expect? Like, if you hit their guys, they're going to hit your guys. They don't care that like your guys are the best couple players in the sport. They're really good too. And it's just like, are people delusional that just because Ohtani is one of the best players, not better than, I'm a Mets fan, it's not even close, he's not better than Aaron Judge, but mm-hmm. it's just like, it's untouchable, and it's just like, I'm listening to this Dodger commentator, and I'm like, are Dodgers fans drinking this Kool-Aid? And to me, it's just like, it's nuts.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, you said a lot there. The idea that he's untouchable, or that if you're going to have two teams that are going at it, and this becomes a thing, that you can't throw at Ohtani because he's the face of baseball, or that he's, you know, delicate and coming back from injuries with pitching, and everybody wants to make sure that he's on the field because he makes a lot of money for Major League Baseball, then yeah, of course, no. Why would the Padres take that into consideration in anything? And listen, if it's getting chippy where the point where they're taking their best players out with a lead in fear of retaliation, it got that bad a couple years ago with the Rays and the Yankees, and Cash, remember Kevin Cash, came out in the post game and said, hey, we have a bunch of guys who throw 99 miles an hour, and it was like, you know, a little back and forth. If it's that chippy right now, one, that's fun. We don't get enough of that ill will towards teams anymore. We very rarely do. The fans have it, but the players, they're all in the union, and they, you know, right? Otani was just, not Otani. I saw a picture now. I could always be fooled. I could always be one of those AI things or someone messing around. But I think I saw that Acuna and Soto were out having dinner the other night. Like, you go to play the Braves, oh, let's hook up with my friend and go have a dinner. Let's go have dinner. Like, I'm not knocking them for that necessarily. And again, I'm not 100% sure that's accurate. I saw the picture. I got to go back and see what the source was. But I remember it being a source that I thought was credible. If Soto and Acuna are buddies and they want to go out to dinner, that's fine. But again, like, that just wouldn't have been done in different eras. Like, Larry Bird, because he makes him and Magic and their relationship always make me think of this, but not even Magic in specific, just like Michael Jordan, like Magic, Larry Bird, they weren't going out to dinner with the guys they're playing against that night. Like, they just wouldn't do it. We don't have enough of that, you know, that bitterness towards each other. And I'm not necessarily knocking the players or saying they're doing it wrong or that we should be cultivating that type of atmosphere. I'm just saying it's fun when we get it and we don't have it enough. And so if this is going to get chippy, I don't want anybody hurt. Believe me, I don't want Ohtani hurt. I want to see Ohtani play. I think when Ohtani pitches, we are looking at the greatest baseball player who ever lived. I've been saying that for a while. I still believe in that. And I had pushback from some guy about Babe Ruth and his numbers and everything. I get it. Go send Ohtani back to 1923 and watch what he does. That's what I'm taking into account. I am talking about right now, as we watch Ohtani, we have never seen a better baseball player, ever, when he pitches. The last time he pitched, now again, he hasn't pitched in a long time. He's got to prove he could do it again, because I agree, he's not as good an offensive player as Aaron Judge. He's not. Aaron Judge is a better offensive player. But when Ohtani pitches, and the last time he did it for a stretch, he led the American League in home runs and was the MVP. Judge had the injury in 23, and he was the hardest pitcher in all of baseball to get a hit against. And when you do that in 2023, that makes you the best player who ever lived, in my opinion. So while I don't necessarily think he's above being thrown at, or I don't think he should be, you know, put on any sort of higher level than just as great, he's a great player. I don't want to see him hurt because I want to see him play. He came in, he threw his first pitch, it was 100 miles an hour. I mean, the dude's special. He is a... You know, we use the term unicorn a lot. I feel like it started with Porzingis, but now it's been thrown around a lot, the unicorn term. He is a unicorn. He is unlike anything we've ever seen. So I don't want him hurt, but he's also not above being thrown at if they feel like they're being thrown at. So that's how it works.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 241, Rick Monagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. A couple things just before we get back to the calls. One, Fleegs gave me. One, Nolan Ryan, we were talking about no-hitters and immaculate innings. And if you don't know what an immaculate inning is, it's striking out the side, all three hitters in an inning, but only throwing three pitches to every hitter. 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. That is an immaculate inning, and apparently it's been done only 118 times compared to over 300-plus no-hitters thrown in the history of baseball. But I still think it's not as bad to have someone, an umpire, steal a immaculate inning away from you, and no one cares about them. So, and I mentioned Nolan Ryan. Nolan Ryan has two immaculate innings in his career. One was the first one in Mets history, and they've only had one since. So Nolan Ryan is one of two pitchers to throw an immaculate inning for the New York Mets. He's had two in his career, and no one, even though it's less rare, he threw seven no-hitters. So yeah, sure, they're more difficult to attain or less likely to happen, but it's not, everyone knows he's got seven no-hitters. Nobody knows how many immaculate innings. So the idea that Yamamoto got screwed out of an immaculate inning, he'll live. But it is a terrible, terrible, terrible call. And if it were the last out of a no-hitter or a perfect game or something significant, I mean, that's tough. That's real tough. And we saw terrible calls today in the Yankee game, too. We'll get to the Yankees in a second. And the other thing we were just talking about was Ohtani getting hit and the issues between the Mets and the Padres. And someone even mentioned Buck Showalter earlier in the show. But we were talking about managers and, you know, a caller mentioned he's surprised that the Met fans have opened their hearts and embrace for a manager in Mendoza who came from the Yankees. But there's a bunch of different reasons. But one, he turned around a team that was bad 2 years ago that had to sell at the deadline and led them to the NLCS after being down under 11 games under 500 and turning the season around. He's been really a steady manager. Was the choice of David Stearns and this owner, which I think plays a lot into it because everybody believes David Stearns is one of the smartest executives in sports. But one thing that is funny about all of this, when you intertwine the managers and hit by pitch and everything, if you remember, and Buck Showalter, Fleegs was telling me, and it reminds me, it's so true. A couple years ago, when Buck Showalter was the manager of the Mets in 22 when they had their winning season, not 23 when they fell on their face, but 22, what was the biggest complaint about Buck Showalter? The biggest complaint was that he didn't protect his players, that the Mets led the world in hit by pitch. And remember, he would the SNY broadcast would give you the demon eyes, the alarm, and they would show Buck's face and they would turn the screen red and he would look, but he would never have the Mets throw and retaliate like obviously the Padres and Dodgers are doing now. And yet today, the Mets still lead Major League Baseball in hit by pitch, and Pete Alonso gets hit more than anyone. And the Mets still never retaliate. But nobody says anything about Mendoza not doing it. It's weird what we pick and choose to get mad at. Buck had to do it. What's with Buck? Buck, Buck, Buck. How can he not do this? It's embarrassing. We're getting, you know, hit by a pitch constantly. He does nothing. He does nothing. And yet the same thing's going on, maybe not to the same extent, and maybe they were a couple of high-profile hits, or, you know, I got to go back to that 22 season and think about it, but I believe this year they're leading Major League Baseball in hit-by-pitch, and so is Pete Alonso, and yet nobody is saying, what the hell is Mendoza doing? And not to knock Mendoza, right? I'm just saying it's funny what we get mad about, or what we pick and choose to get upset about, or what's going on. Like, it's funny. And the same thing, you know, the Mets just had a really ugly series where they made a lot of mental mistakes on the base paths, just, you know, mental gaffes, defensively throwing behind the runner. Like, that's a really bad one. And touching the ball with your helmet like Torrens did and literally handing the Mets a run, the Braves a run, rather, that's a brutal mistake. I haven't heard a single person say, hey, is Mendoza going to bench these guys? Hey, is Mendoza going to do something? Hey, what the hell is Mendoza doing? That it's okay to get all these mistakes, but yet Aaron Boone, any mistake is put at his feet, any single one. And I know that they've had more of those mistakes than the Mets over a longer period of time. I get it. I know that's the easy answer, but to me, it's either those mistakes reflect poor management, or they don't. It's one or the other. Either something bothers you, or it doesn't. Either you think that's a failing of a manager, or it's not. So Boone's done it more. It's not like your point is that, oh well, it's only become a problem now with Boone. Your point is it's always been a problem with Boone. He just doesn't correct it. That's your problem, that it's been forever, but it's always been Boone's problem. It's always been Boone's fault. It's always been a failing of this manager. And on top of it, it never gets corrected. But your point is that from the beginning, anytime these mistakes are made, it's Boone's fault. It's the manager's fault. But I haven't heard one person say that any of these gaffes that the Mets just made, and let's be fair, Snitker did the same thing. He got lucky. He didn't bunt in the bottom of the 10th inning after the Mets didn't score a run. He's got Verdugo up there. Verdugo. And he lets Verdugo swing away and he pops it up. And then, if Alvarez knows what he's doing, they have a runner caught off a second base in extra innings. That could have got them out of the inning. The Braves almost ran themselves out of that inning. It took another Met mistake. Otherwise, the Braves are running themselves out of the inning. The runner at second is going to get thrown out. But I don't hear anybody, but he won a World Series a couple years ago. So clearly these things aren't at his feet. And that's Aaron Boone's sin. That's his sin. His sin isn't the mistakes on the base paths. His sin isn't his press conferences. His sin isn't anything else, but he hasn't won a World Series. That's it. That's his sin. And the minute he does that, these things go away. That's the problem with Aaron Boone. He's been here for 8 years. He hasn't won a championship. That's why we hate him. That's why we get all upset about all these mental gaffes and talk about him. No other manager does it fall at their feet. No other manager. He's the only one. Like the Yankees are the only ones who make these mistakes. We watch it. You watch baseball every day. Do you remember at the end of last year when the Yankees clinched the division in Seattle and Julio Rodriguez didn't go back to third base with less than two outs at third base when the Yankees were up a run and the bat, like his teammate swung the bat and the bat went flying towards him at third and he just walked off. And then he was thrown out at third base. Do you remember how many mental mistakes Seattle made in that series? Or Cleveland dropping pop-ups in the division series? Nobody blames the manager. Oh my God, what was Julio Rodriguez thinking? Oh my God, what is Juan Soto doing? Oh my God, how does Alvarez throw behind the base? Nobody says, wasn't he coached to not do this? I don't understand. How does the manager allow this? Nobody else. But Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone is the problem for all of these mistakes. No other manager is held accountable. We talk about holding people accountable. Accountability, accountability. No other fan base and no other team and no other manager needs to be held accountable for the mental mistakes the team makes on the base paths, except Aaron Boone. He's the only one who seems to need to be held accountable for these. I don't understand it. I don't. Have the Yankees played sloppy baseball? Absolutely. They're prone. They have guys who are prone to it. I'm even willing to say that the Yankees don't do a good job of developing fundamentals throughout the system. I'm open to that. I'm open to that. The Boston Red Sox are going through it right now. They just sent down Campbell after giving him a $60 million contract. But there were stories around this whole Devers thing that Roman Anthony came up the first game. He lets a ground ball base hit roll right past him in the outfield and turns a single into a triple. They made him, Alex Cora, after that play and after that game, made him run laps out in the outfield to show the people in the front office and Breslow that they're unhappy with the fundamentals that these kids are coming up with. So, and we've heard it, that they care all about these the hard hit rate and everything else. I'm willing to say that some of the Yankees come up without good fundamental skills. And that's a failing of the organization. And the Yankees have been bad at it. But because the Dodgers pointed out some sort of Yankee failings and, you know, Joel Sherman writes columns about how the Yankees are bad at baseball, somehow, all these mistakes are on the players everywhere else, but in the Bronx, it's not the players' fault. It's the attitude and the culture that Aaron Boone has cultivated. It's all nonsense. He hasn't won a World Series. That's the sin that he has committed on Yankee fans. He has not won a World Series. That's it. And when people ask me, you know, it's funny because people always say, okay, say it's not his fault. Say this isn't his fault. That's not his fault. This isn't his fault. Right. Tell me one thing. Give me one game that Aaron Boone won for the New York Yankees. Give me one move that Aaron Boone did and led directly to a win. Give me one. Tell me what the positives are of Aaron Boone. Give me one situation where Aaron Boone made a positive on the team. And here's my response to that. Aaron Boone's been the manager for 8 years. This is his eighth year. They have won the division 3 times, been to the ALCS 3 times, been to the World Series once. He has a top 10 winning percentage in the history of baseball to start a managerial career. They have won 100 games several times. They have won a ton of games. You ask me to name the game that he's directly impacted the winning. Let me ask you this. Do you believe there isn't one? Do you honestly believe in all these wins, in all the success, I know it's not championship, but all of these wins, the manager has never once done anything to help them? You know that's patently ridiculous. You know somewhere along the line he's made a decision that helped. The idea that you can't think of one speaks to how we don't care when the manager wins the game. Not that he hasn't, but that you don't remember it. Because you can remember all the games he loses, all the situations where the bullpen went wrong, and it's at the feet of Aaron Boone. You remember it because you remember being annoyed, and you can point it out and say, he did this, this failed, there it is. Nobody remembers he did this and it worked out because the players are supposed to get those outs. All of the wins that he has accrued as the manager of the New York Yankees, do you honestly believe there is not a handful of circumstances that he specifically won the game with a good move? Of course. It would be damn near impossible to manage this long and never have a couple. And the idea that you can't remember any speaks more about what you care about than whether or not Aaron Boone has done it. because we don't remember. We don't care. A reliever comes in and gets the job done. That's what's supposed to happen. He starts a guy and we complain about the punt lineup, and then that guy goes 3 for 4 with a big home run. That guy did a great job. It's not Aaron Boone for putting him in the lineup. But if the lineup doesn't score runs and Dominguez is on the bench, what the hell is this guy thinking? You get my drift? And it's become annoying. The Yankees just got their ass kicked for a weekend. And instead of just saying, man, the Yankees suck right now, it's some sort of like in some conclusive evidence that the manager can't take them to the World Series. It drives me crazy. It's June!
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.